Both local Rio papers, O Globo and O Estado de São Paulo, publish articles that alternate between amazement at the number of people that participated in the Via Crucis at Copacabana, 1.5 million is the official figure, and criticism of what they perceive as continuing World Youth Day organizational glitches. Let's begin with the amazement. Here are some of the titles they use to express it. In them, Pope Francis is described as friend of faith, superstar, stealer of hearts, the one who saves the day, and whose sympathy and simplicity and use of popular language and personal contact has won over the people of Brazil. The criticism is a little less lyrical. Most of it is aimed at the persistent transportation difficulties. Crowds of young people trying to return home after the Copacabana event ended up forming a line of nearly a kilometre long, trying to get into one of the main metro stations. And clearly, not all of the residents of Copacabana Beach are delighted at the prospect of having over 1 million hyped-up young people dancing and singing on their prestigious doorstep, either. Restaurant owners and street vendors aren't complaining, but local homeowners are. Under the headline, Residents in Revolt, one interviewee claims he hasn't had a full night's sleep since the Rolling Stones held their famous concert in 2006. I'm not quite sure what the connection is between Mick Jagger and Pope Francis, but there you have it. Reading between the lines of both local dailies, there are more interesting articles that provide reports on the Pope's meeting with 8 young prisoners at the Archbishop's house on Friday morning. All of the papers comment on his reactions to receiving a giant rosary from the prisoners that commemorates the Candelaria massacre of 20 years ago, and his words, Candelaria nunca más, never again. They return to the inevitable issue of security, which is substantial, to say the least. If you really want to know, in order to get into work here at the International Media Center every day, I have to pass no fewer than 7 identification barriers, 2 metal detectors, and as of yesterday, a body search. And I'm an accredited Vatican journalist with special access credentials and a papal mandate. Just imagine if I wasn't. With Pope Francis in Rio, I'm Sean Patrick Lovett.